Hey guys, you're listening to The Intern. I'm Allison Berenger. I'm about to call my grandfather and tell him about a potential internship in New York City. I've been all over the map the past couple years, figuratively and literally, and he's given me a hard time about that. He just wants me to get a real job.
Good morning.
Good morning, Grandpop.
Yep.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Do you listen to NPR and like some of the podcast programs like This American Life?
No.
Okay, are you familiar with them?
Not really.
It takes me a while to explain this whole thing to my grandpa and how it came about. I'll give you the short version. I was at my part-time office job, toggling between my personal email, to-do lists, and browsers full of jobs to research when the email came in. Subject line. Recently moved to NYC? Yes. The email was from the radio teacher at the documentary studies program I did last fall. I opened the email. Are there any alums that have recently moved to New York City for the first time and are looking for something to do? Yes, me. If so, email me. Interesting opportunity awaits. I've been trying to figure out for months what I want to do and find a full-time job. I was getting frustrated with myself and had started to question my decision to leave teaching and nonprofit work for the world of media. I wrote right back. Yes, interested. A string of emails and phone calls led me to a man named James and a company called BetaWorks. From what I can tell from the website, it's some cross between a startup and a media company and also makes investments. Here's the first email I got from James. Our idea is to have an intern make a podcast about what it's like being an intern with us. Half the show will be about work, and the other half will be about what it's like living in New York City, the fish out of water. And here's how I try to sell it to my grandpa.
So yeah, it seems to be a cool combination of what I want to do with media and storytelling, but also like leading towards something more long-term at an established company.
So basically you're going to be the advertising department for the company.
Did you catch that? He asked if I was going to be the advertising department for this company. He may not know Ira Glass, but he knows how businesses work. It's a fair point. And you might be wondering if this is purely content marketing, native advertising, a way for the company to toot its own horn. But here's the thing. I'm going to be talking about BetaWorks. I'll be talking about all the cool stuff going on, but I'll also be asking some tough questions, like where is all this money coming from and how much ownership should tech companies take for the lack of diversity in the field? My grandpa has some questions of his own for me, including how long the company has been around for.
I should know this.
4 years, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years?
I think since, I want to say 2003 or 1997.
Okay. Wrong and wrong. I probably should have known that one. It's 2007. Okay, one last attempt to get Grandpa as excited about this as I am.
Yeah, you'll have to start listening to podcasts if I, if this happens.
Would you be an employee of Beta? What's the name of the company? BetaWorks. Oh, BetaWorks.
Yes, yes. So I would be a full-time, I guess, intern would be the title, but I'd get paid and be full-time.
The more I struggle to answer his questions, the more I realize I don't really know what I'm getting myself into.
The one thing I'd say to you is get in writing what it is you're going to do or what you're going to get paid for. Are there other benefits to the job, like health insurance or vacations or any of that stuff?
That's another good question. I don't, probably not with the internship trial period. I don't know though, but there is free coffee and lots of good snacks.
All that'll do is get you fat.
That's true.
Find out what the fringe benefits are. You know, get all these little things down in writing.
I don't have anything down in writing. I don't know how much I'm getting paid, and I definitely don't know what the benefits are. It makes me wonder if this is just going to be another internship where I get taken advantage of. This all probably sounds a little weird. A tech company that's interested in podcasting, looking for an intern who doesn't know a thing about tech and who's never made a podcast before. It is weird, and I'm trying to wrap my head around it myself. I'm getting the sense that this is somewhat of an experiment. a side project that James cooked up and that the CEO only vaguely knows about. I've asked a couple times about all these details, but I also don't want to push too hard. Just based on the couple days I've spent at the office, this seems like an incredible opportunity to get into the media world and learn a ton. And honestly, I really just need a job, so I'll take whatever they give me. After real talk with my grandpa, I needed some friend talk and some encouragement.
Hello?
Hey, Katie.
Hey.
I met Katie when I moved to Northern Thailand after graduation to teach English. Katie's the one who got me hooked on podcasts. The archives of This American Life are what kept me sane on our overnight bus trips across Southeast Asia. The reason I'm calling her is that she really gets me. We're driven by the same desire to make a difference in the world. I also want to talk to her because she lived in New York City for college.
So the idea for the podcast is for it to be working titles like The Intern. So talk about what it's like to be an intern at a fast-paced, growing startup company. But then also to make it about, you know, just like living in New York. What's it like, you know, all the struggles that we've talked about of living in New York.
Like, especially as an intern.
I'm not completely comfortable with the idea of being an intern. The word simultaneously implies powerlessness, privilege, and relative poverty. On the other hand, I know I'm restarting my career in a sense, and an internship may be what it takes. After my year in Thailand, I moved to the city to teach in the Bronx. I loved teaching, but I knew I wanted to try other things too. I'd been working on a women's health nonprofit on the side with some friends, so the summer after I finished teaching, I went to India to launch the pilot. And when I got back to the States, I did this documentary studies program. See why Grandpa was giving me such a hard time? So I wanted to talk to Katie about what feels to me like this big departure from my career.
I don't know. I at first didn't really see how the connection or how like any social good was being achieved. But yesterday they brought in two speakers during lunch. One's a guy who works with the UN, and then this guy from Frog. It's like this big design firm, and they had partnered together to create this. It's called like HDX Human Data Exchange. So big organizations like the UN, the Red Cross, what have you, can contribute data to this database, and then it's an open source for anyone.
Technology is everywhere now in everything that we do, even in humanitarian aid.
Right.
So you could probably find the place you belong in the tech world and still make it feel like you're adding something good.
It's not exactly clear where I fit in or how this startup fits in, but Katie's making me feel better about figuring it out.
So if this happens, you'll have to be one of my listeners, because the bigger narrative arc of the whole podcast is like, can this intern make it? So it's almost like a reality show as well.
Oh my God. Oh, Allison, that's so cool. A lot of young people in New York will find connections to it.
Katie can definitely relate to trying to make it in New York City. When she arrived as an 18-year-old, she had her fair share of struggles.
I didn't even have like a winter jacket the first year. I don't know why. I bought this like really short jacket, and my mom came to visit me and I had holes in my tights, and she like started crying. She was like, oh my God, Katie, we have to get you clothes. Because she was in school at the time and not making any money. So she was like, oh God, we're so poor, you have holes in your tights. And I'm like, Mom, I think that's just a cool thing. I don't really remember that moment, but I'm sure it was like, it's just what the girls were doing in class. I probably ripped them on purpose. But yeah. I definitely got better at living there over the years.
I hope I'll get better at living here, too. Katie and I chatted for a while longer. Her future is also really unknown. She's about to leave for the Peace Corps in Ethiopia, but has no idea where in the country she'll be placed. After we said our goodbyes and hung up, I was feeling optimistic about the internship, hopefully job, whatever it is, and its unknown terms. But there was something that Katie said that stuck with me.
You want New York to love you so badly, but it just hates you right back.
I want to love New York, and I want it to love me too. We've had some good times, but lately New York has not been showing me much love. I was living with my boyfriend, bouncing around from sublet to sublet while we both looked for jobs. For each move, we threw our stuff into canvas bags and called an Uber to take us to the next Craigslisted apartment. It was one of those things where you think the relationship is going really well until all of a sudden you realize it's not. so I packed a bag and left. And for the past couple weeks, I've been staying on friends' couches across the city and trying to figure out my next move. Should I sublet again, look for roommates, and sign a year's lease? I also thought I had this BetaWorks thing locked down, but I still haven't heard back about whether or not I officially got the job. Especially now that I don't have anywhere to live, there's just no way I can afford to live in this city if I don't get the internship. I feel like there's so little certainty right now. I think my grandpa summed it up pretty well.
Based on what you said, either you're going to have a great success or a great failure.
A great success or a great failure. Never one to sugarcoat things. I think he's right, but I think I'll also have a lot of small successes and failures along the way. And that's what this podcast is hopefully going to be about, as I figure out my place in the tech world and get a fresh start in New York City. Hopefully by next week, I'll have a place to live and more details on the nebulous terms of this internship. This episode was produced by me, Allison Berenger. Caitlin Press was my editorial advisor. Big shout out to all my friends who listened to cut after cut of this episode. I really appreciate your support. The music in today's show is from an album called Assignments from the blend.io music platform. It's a collection of songs from people who took an online music making course. The theme music's an original from Ross and Cody at Dots. Thanks, guys. Yeah.